Ecstatic Desolation by Chris Jordan. The pandemic of 2020 and 2021 found me stranded unexpectedly in a quiet village on a huge and marvelously beautiful lake in the south of Chile. This strange time brought my life a much-needed pause, and like many others, I have experienced a kind of forced contemplative retreat. The isolation here has been intense at times, and I've also felt relieved to have some repose from the chaotic pace of what previously had passed for normal. Exploring daily along the lakeshore in conditions ranging from mere quiet to whipping storms, revisiting the same coves and rock formations, my eye slowly attuned to the subtleties of Lago Llanquihue. The ever-changing surface of the water became my meditation. Time slowed down. My camera exposures stretched from seconds to minutes to hours. Underneath the layers of movement, a deep stillness began to reveal itself. This experience offered a container to hold and metabolize the dark news emanating from home and around the world. From this place, I watched the spread of unconscious fear in the public mind, morphing into collective psychosis, like an immense, nascent spirit demon willing itself into existence. I felt the challenge to hold it all in balance, and the centering energy of this lake became an increasingly powerful ally. In this way, these times have taught me the importance of cultivating a nuanced relationship with stillness. Whatever absurdities are happening in human culture and in our own minds, at its center is an empty space where a wordless knowing takes place, without worry or fear, judgment, or thought. Everyone I know has felt some form of desolation during these times. As part of the teachings from these days, let us remember the value of aloneness and the consequent slowing down that beckons the mind toward a widening perspective. In this space, we gain access to the healing power of beauty. May its sacred medicine remind us of our loving nature. May its eternal song illuminate our hearts.